today's news.
Hello.
And welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Well, it's that time of year, isn't it? So we might eschew the hard news and look at things more festive for the next two or three old news. So what about decorations? So many decorations around the island now. Lovely. So I thought we'd pop that in and take a look and see what we get. Lights and decorations. Friday, December the 28th, I'll take you back to 1928. Something new, Manxland's Enterprise. Something new in Christmas decorations was seen in Douglas last weekend when a Manxland bus appeared all dressed up and somewhere to go. The body of the vehicle was decorated with holly and coloured lights, while along the sides appropriate greetings were painted, a clever combination being that between the words Manxland and Christmas, the Manx words Ollochgenel. And it is Ollick with an O rather than Nollick, as we see now. A Merry Christmas, it says in brackets, were also featured. I wonder what happened to the end of Ollochgenel. And from a panel on the rear of the bus, we learned that 1 million passengers had been carried safely through 1928, and on top the bus was aptly described as the Ever Ready. The letters MX were traced on the front of the radiator in tinsel, while the wings, the bonnet and the lower portion of the windscreen were frosted. It's a wonder he could see where he was going. Dainty blue window curtains, coloured decorations and lights were embodied in the interior decorations, whilst the last touch in Enterprise was supplied by the driver, Mr. Harold Hardy, being attired, you've guessed it, as Father Christmas. The originality displayed in the decorative scheme was very commendable, and the bus has created considerable interest as it traversed the streets of the town before taking its place on the service. During Saturday and Monday, it took runs on the various main routes operated by the company. Didn't sound entirely original. It sounds lovely, though, must be said. Mona's Herald, Thursday, January the 2nd, 1930, a couple of years later. Christmas at the institutions. Probably wouldn't hear that word bandied round so much these days. Nobles Isle of Man Hospital. A hospital is hardly the place to spend a really enjoyable Christmas, we're told, but no effort is spared to ensure that all the patients of Nobles Hospital enjoy their full measure of Christmas cheer. The wards and corridors were gaily bedecked with fresh-cut flowers by the nurses, while the ceilings were decorated with evergreens, artificial flowers, coloured balloons, and a huge Christmas tree was placed in the centre of the children's ward. The Douglas Town Band played selections on Christmas Eve under the conductorship of Mr. W. Brideson. Presents were distributed to the children by Matron Collister and the sisters. These gifts had been presented by kind friends of the hospital, and those who were unable to leave their beds had their presents carried to them. At the Christmas dinner, jollity reigned supreme, and the viands included every kind of Christmas fare. That's a good word, isn't it? Viands. Among those present were Dr. Panton, Dr. Brannan, Dr. Rylance, locum tenants of Dr. Marshall, Messrs. W.A. Fife, J.J. James, William Cunningham, D.H. Rothwell, and many members of the committee, including the chairman, Mr. G.F. Clucas, Speaker of the House of Keys. In spite of a death, an operation lasting 2 hours, and minor casualties, the dinner went with a swing, and those able to participate had a jolly time. For the evening, the entrance hall was transformed into an auditorium, and a concert was held for the benefit of the patients. Mr. S. J. Kelly, the medical dispenser, presided, and the concert was conducted by Nurse Jolly, appropriately named. Orchestral selections, songs, duets, and other items included a fine sketch by the nursing staff under new management were given, and the patients heartily enjoyed themselves. Does sound rather fun, doesn't it? Then in a small piece underneath, the House of Industry. The inmates of the House of Industry spent a really happy Christmas day. The dinner consisted of roast beef, turkey and vegetables, and was rounded off with excellent plum pudding, followed by beer, sweets, minerals and tobacco. What's not to like? Don't think you'd get that anymore. In the afternoon, Wanderers' male voice choir sang outside the building to the intense delight of the inmates. The hall where the dinner was served and where the Christmas concluded with Christmas games and community singing, Mr. and Mr. Lewis desire to thank the local tradespeople, members of the Home Committee and press, and several generous ladies and gentlemen who've rallied round to help provide a real joyous Christmas. Sounds all right, doesn't it? I like the idea that they have tobacco at the end of the meal as well. Cigars, perhaps. Don't mind the odd cigar myself from time to time. Well, I suppose I shouldn't say that. The Peel City Guardian, Saturday, January the 4th, 1930, Peel Wesleyan Sunday School. On Thursday afternoon, the scholars of the primary department of the Peel Wesleyan Sunday School were entertained to a Christmas tree and tea. Can you be entertained to a Christmas tree? The proceedings were arranged by the teachers and the youngsters spent a very happy time. A gaily decorated Christmas was laden with presents, each scholar receiving a gift from Father Christmas, brackets, Mr. W.H. Corkill, who carried out his duties in a very genial manner. An excellent tea was provided, games, etc. were also indulged in. In the Examiner, Friday, November the 3rd, 1933, for Auld Lang Syne, it says, send your relatives, and this is an advert, send your relatives and friends a nicely decorated Christmas cake with the three legs design and greetings from the Isle of Man. There is nothing they will appreciate better. Well, quite right too. We pack and post without any further trouble to you. Don't delay. Place your order immediately with... But then there's no name. So I don't know who's doing that. Very strange. Peel City Guardian, 1939, Saturday, January the 7th, Athol Street Methodist Primary Christmas Tree and Party. On Monday, the scholars of the Athol Street Methodist Sunday School Primary Department had their annual Christmas tree and party, and they had a very exciting and happy time. There was a large and gaily decorated Christmas tree on which there was a great variety of gifts for the children, a very appetising tea provided for the little ones, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. The catering was carried out by Mesdames E. Kelly, Crellin and Ratcliffe, and tables were taken by Mesdames G. S. Harrison and E. Clucas, Mrs. Merritt and Mrs. M. Crellin and E. Lace, Madame L. Gregor and T. Shimon, that's not Linda Gregor, is it? No, it can't be. Madame Cashin and Watson, Mrs. and Miss Edna Ratcliffe, help was given by Vivian Keown, Frieda Moore, Betty Harrison and the teachers. Is that Keown or Cowan? I'm not quite too sure. K-E-O-W-N. Someone will tell me. Games were indulged in to the enjoyment of all, and then the great event of the stripping of the Christmas tree. The stripping of the Christmas... Is that taking presents off? And the presentation of the gifts. The duties of Father Christmas were carried out by Reverend W.J. Palmer. Of course, that's the year war broke out. We're into the war years in the Examiner of Friday, January the 22nd, 1943. Melting pot, a regular column in the papers at that time. A piece called Putting Us on the Map. Last week's issue of the Illustrated London News included two war pictures with a particular Manx interest in a page of illustrations of the 8th Army's occupation of Nephilia, the first Tripolitanian town to be taken by them. One of the photos is of a soldier whom we seem to recognise as Gunner Walter Noble, who used to play fullback for St George's, and who is just putting the finishing touches to a drawing of the three legs of man, around which is inscribed Ellen Vannon, whilst at the top of the board is boldly written in block capitals Peel, Ramsey and Douglas, respectively. These proclamations on behalf of the land of his birth overshadow other inscriptions of England, Ireland, Bonnie Scotland and Wales on the board. Another picture in this series would also appear to be the work of a son of man, a hut being marked A Merry Christmas from B Troop Light AA, whilst on the door of the hut is inscribed, reminiscent of the homeland apparently, No Drinks Served on Sundays. A copy of the page is being shown in the Examiner window. Used to be the case, didn't it? Still in the war, in the Times of 1944, Saturday, December the 16th, Economy Committee of Manx Women's Guild. It was all about economy, wasn't it? Father Christmas needs our help. Special appeal for used dolls, toys, books, games, Christmas decorations, all for reconditioning. Articles suitable for Christmas gifts, pieces of material for toy making, clothing, ornaments, jewellery, tools, etc. It was make, do and mend, it really was. Any articles will be most gratefully received at the Economy Shop, 72 Bucks Road, Douglas. I'm trying to think where number 72 is, perhaps you do. Open 1:30 to 5:30 daily, except Thursday 10 till 1. If collection is desired, phone Douglas, 1913. Very appropriate. And finally, post-war, 1957, the Ramsey Courier, Friday, January the 4th, the Lady Golfers Christmas Social. A little bit late with it, you had thought. The Ladies Christmas Social was held in the clubhouse when a very enjoyable time was spent. There were 55 ladies present. The Christmas tree was stripped, Don't hear that anymore, do you? The stripping the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree was stripped by Mrs. Wheldon, who was recently appointed a vice president, and each lady received a present. The prize for the lucky number was won by Mrs. Gordon Bell. The lady captain, Miss M. Wilson, proposed a vote of thanks to the committee and to all who had helped to make the evening such a success. She also congratulated Miss Gould, who designed the tasteful Christmas decoration of the clubhouse, which was greatly admired. Quite right, too. Christmas decorations? Lots of them around the island at the moment. I've been enjoying them. I hope you have. Suffice to say, Christmas lights, Christmas decorations, of course, they're old news. More on the festive theme next week. Until then, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.